Hi, guys. It's Cliff from Cliff's List, and I have a special guest tonight, Debbie Longo, who's going to be sharing with us her advice and tips and all her ideas about how men can be more successful with women. Debbie, maybe you can take a few minutes and introduce yourself, tell the guys a little bit about who you are, what you do, and I guess why they should want to have some advice from you.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. My name is Debbie. I'm an executive behavioral coach, and I have done a lot of different types of coaching for the past 25 years that I've been in this business. I thought that the executive coaching, helping business owners and executives, bosses, would be good because during COVID, I saw a lot of companies go out of business. And these companies did not have to go bankrupt or lose all their money. When I saw that, I said to myself, there's something that I have to do to help these companies. The way that I teach it, it doesn't matter what's going on in your environment, in your surroundings, in your workplace. The main thing is that my behavior and my attitude and the way that I act at work, from the CEO all the way down to the janitor, is going to affect my workplace. And that will either increase sales and profits or decrease, and depending on how you look at it. I can use COVID. I could use a recession, anything that is going to throw off a company or is going to make a drastic change, a drastic shift in something. I can learn that I can't be affected by these things. And if I am vulnerable to that, then that's going to affect my company. And not only is everybody going to go down with me, then I'm going to have nothing. I knew all this from all this time of being a coach. So I thought to myself, I can help people to learn so this type of thing doesn't happen to them ever again. I started my executive coaching business, and I focused it on, how does your behavior, how does everybody's behavior in the workplace affect everybody? So the bosses or the executives' behavior is going to affect the way that the employees work, and vice versa. So one of the things that I've been focusing on, and I just did two podcasts on this week, is respect in the workplace. For an example, if my boss respects me as an employee, then I'm going to respect my boss back. But if my boss thinks that he can control me and he can tell me what I should be doing, even if it's not part of my job duties or it's not something that I normally do, and ask me to do extra work and not get paid, then that is not a fair boss, a work environment that I want to work in. And when those types of things happen, right away, the negativity goes down. I don't want to go to work because I don't know when the next shoe is going to drop. If I go into work, what's going to happen today? I don't want to be that employee. It starts with the boss. It starts with the executive. That is really what I teach. So I have consultations, I have workshops, I have lectures, all different things that I do that are free. And I will make a detailed plan for you about how you can be 100 times more successful than you are now in your company. And you have no idea that you can be that. You have no idea that you could even get to this type of level. It's up to the boss or the business owner to say, I want to take this chance and I want to see if this is really going to work, because you don't know if it's going to work until you actually see it. I want to be able to teach executives, business owners, that there is a healthy way of running a company, running a business. And everybody will be positive. So right now, think about in your company, is everybody negative? Think about it and really be honest with yourself, or like an inventory kind of thing. You just go to work, go about your day, see all the employees, what they're doing, how they're acting, what they're saying. And then at the end of the day, you'll take a piece of paper and write everything down that you see as negative. If you're really honest with yourself, you really can see that, then there is a change there that's possible. But that's going to depend on the business owner and how much he really wants to face that fact that there's negativity, disrespect, all these different things.
Maybe you can tell me how you apply this to helping guys, because that's really more my focus, is not so much on the business side. It's more on helping guys in their personal lives with women. Maybe you can give us some insight into how some of your coaching is affects that, and what sort of issues you have to deal with in your...
He could go on the internet and search, what are things, setbacks, negative things that men say? This world is very judgmental. And a lot of times people will say, a woman says this because they're a woman. A man acts this way because he's a man. And that's not true. It doesn't have anything to do with gender. It has to do with your personality and the way you think. So if I'm a man, and I'm going to go to the, look this up on the internet, I'm going to see all these things, big ego, and I want to check and see if I'm really any of these things. 9 times out of 10, they're going to be negative things. If I don't write negative or positive, just things that people say that a man is, or qualities, and any way that you really want to phrase it, where you're focusing towards a man, more focusing towards a gender. Now, you could look at that list and you could say, am I really these, crossing off the things that I'm not on the list? And now, if I want to go find a woman, the first thing I want to do is get rid of all that negativity. So that little list that I find on the internet is really going to give me like a little guide of how I am or how I think, depends on what I put in. And that could be like a starting point, because sometimes, but it's been my experience that from working with people, that a lot of people cannot see where they need improvement. So they're not just going to blurt it out. They might say, I don't think there's any problems. Maybe there was a problem today and tomorrow there won't be. And then once I get rid of that negativity, and like I said, I can help with this. I'm just explaining it very briefly. Then I could build my confidence. I don't want to build confidence with an ego. I want to build confidence by raising self-esteem. And I could use this to find women. I could use it in the business world. It doesn't matter where I use it. And that's a whole process. This is not something where I just say it. One day I'm this way, the next day I say it, and everything is fine. That's not it. To get to where it's really genuine in my heart, that I have very high self-esteem and I can be very positive. And if I come across rejection, so maybe I go out on a date and a woman doesn't like me, or she cancels last minute, I should be able to handle anything that comes to me. It doesn't matter what it is, with no problems at all. I say, and then I walk away. And to get to that point where that is like high self-esteem, to get to that point is a long process. Here's the big secret. It's not only going to happen in relationships. It's going to happen everywhere I go, whatever I do, business, personal, love life, family. I do regular life coaching, and we do the four parts of the person's life, which is family, work, love life, wife, or whatever your spouse is. That is the main thing that I want to look at. So in 100 different forms, it's really just getting rid of negativity. But there are so many examples of that. So I think like, wow, some people are really in love and they've been married for so long and they've never had a lot of problems. And then some people can't even get a date or they can't find somebody even to maintain a long-term relationship with. And why is that? Well, there's a big difference between somebody who is positive and they know in their minds and their heart 100% that they're going to find somebody, and somebody who's negative or on the fence, positive one day, negative another day, and then says they're not going to be sure. So whatever I say, I'm putting it out to the universe, and that's going to go. If I want a date, that's going to go to all the women. And a woman comes up to me and she's going to think, I don't know if he wants to go out with me. Let's say you're at like a function, a social event, because I'm putting out that energy that I'm not really sure if I want somebody. I don't know if I can do this. I've failed in long-term relationships in the past, and I have all this in my head and I'm thinking all this, and that woman comes to me and she can literally read my mind and she'll just walk away. So these are some of the things that these can get complex and very detailed, but I'm just giving you a basic overview. There are reasons why some people are successful and some people aren't. Yeah. There's reasons for that. It's not just luck.
Interesting. Is there ways that you have learned that you can influence how these things turn out? Make sure that they're on the positive direction?
I can get a coach. Self-help is popular. The internet, books, podcasts, social media. And if I do that, that will kind of get my feet wet a little bit. Might get the wheels turning in my head. I could maybe go onto YouTube and in the search, put in talks or information about how men are successful with getting women. And then I could find information that way. It will help most likely a little bit, but I want to have a long-term solution. I want to have a permanent solution. To me, that's a temporary solution, because I'll say, well, I have this problem. I agree with this person that I just heard on YouTube, and I'm similar to them, and they fixed it this way. So I think that'll work. And if you do that, it will work, but then something else is going to come up. So I want to find out what is the root to all of these things that are going on in my head, all the negativity. And now I want to know what the root is to that. So I had a palm tree and the guy wouldn't cut the stump. And I said, why? He said, because there's a water line under there. That stump is going to grow back. We have to kill the root. And if we don't, then the palm tree will grow back. I had two big trees in my backyard, but the roots had to be grinded, because if they weren't, then the tree was going to grow back. I want to be able to get to the root of the 100 excuses that I make all the time, every day, all the negativity, all the reasons why I can't do something, all the excuses. It's everybody else's fault. It's not my fault. Look at this girl. She did this to me. She made me this way. She's the reason why I can't be in a relationship. Listen to what I'm saying. See if you could relate to anything that I've said so far and see if any of this makes sense to you. You could take your own inventory. Just like I said in my intro with the businesses that I do, you could do the same thing and think about what excuses are you making? What are all your negative thoughts? Because I want to find out what the root of those thoughts are. Where are they coming from? And that is a very long process for most people. Most people might not be. They might get it right away and then it's all gone. But that's not really my experience. 9 times out of 10, it's a very long process. And then I teach a way that that stays away and never comes back. That's going to be something that I'm going to be doing every day, because sometimes things get ingrained in our brain. Did you ever hear of if you delete something on the computer, it's not deleted? There are ways to get that back by doing self-work or coach, permanently deleting all of that stuff, all that negativity, all those excuses, all those thoughts, all those behaviors. I'm permanently deleting that from my brain, but they could come back. I have formed a habit in my brain, and that cannot be erased. It's unfortunate, but it can't. That's just the way that the human brain works.
So you, I guess, mostly guys, I guess, to this path in order to help them find success with whatever their problems are, whether it is with women in relationships or business or anything else, it sounds like.
It's about the behavior. It's about the negativity. It's about being positive. It's about all these things. So everything else, the relationship, the job, the family, the way I talk to my neighbor, the person that I talk to when I go to Home Depot to look at new kitchen counters, when I call my friends on the phone or I hang out with them socially, all of that is all outside forces. That means nothing. I'm going to take that and I'm going to put it aside. I don't want to think of it. I'm focusing on myself, my behavior, how I'm thinking. And that's what I'm doing all of the time, every single day for the rest of my life. You're doing it now, but you're doing it with negativity because you've trained your brain, because I wasn't born to think negative all the time and make excuses and start yelling and screaming at everybody and have bad relationships. I wasn't born like that. So at some point in my life, I trained my brain to be like that. And I could do the work, I could erase everything, but I need to be vigilant. This is a plan. That's something that I'm going to be working on every day for the rest of my life. And then when I fix that and I'm a different person now, then all of those outside forces, the person that I'm talking to at Home Depot about the counter, my neighbor, my spouse, all these different things, all of those outside forces, I'm looking at them now from a completely different set of eyes because now I'm a completely different person. So whereas before it was this guy's fault, I'm that way because of this person, because of this woman or whoever I'm with or my children. So a lot of people that I've worked with that have had this type of issues. You could see what relates to you, basically. You could kind of take out the outside forces and the environment or whatever that I'm saying and insert your own. So now when I change and I do this behavior, personality change, now all of, I go about my day, I work, I'm maybe going on a date, doing social things. Now I look at all of these things completely differently because I changed and my behavior changed. This stuff that I have been said since the beginning of this podcast, this is all factual, backed up by data and statistics. None of this is a theory. It used to be, but it's not anymore. So you could take one sentence from this podcast and put it on the internet and put it in the search and say, show me a statistic for Debbie said that negativity is going to make my ego bigger or something like that. And you could put that in the search, whatever you get out of this. And then you put, give me a statistic and it'll pop up because this is all proven. None of this is a theory and none of this should really be a surprise to anybody. I personally think that a lot of people know everything I just said, but do they do something about it? That's completely up to them. If they want to continue to live a life of horror and negativity and fear and dishonesty, all these different things, then that's up to the individual. I don't want to be that way. The person might be listening to this podcast because they really don't want to be that way. Maybe this podcast is something that they put in the search on YouTube, positive thinking. Maybe they want to change, but the people that don't want to change and listen to this podcast and turn it off after 2 minutes and say, oh, that's not me. And then they go back to their life. Those are the people that I can't help. I can't do anything with those people. They're going to go do their own thing, live their life. They're going to swim in their negativity and they will be the same person that they will always be. They'll just be basically struggling every day. I can only help the people that really want it and that would listen to this podcast and they would say, oh, this sounds interesting. I don't know what it's about. Probably never heard of it. I'm not really sure if it's going to work, but it's worth it to give it a try. Why? Because my life is sheer misery. I can't find anybody to be with. My life is all negative. I go on dates. The women don't show up. People don't respond to me when I try to reach out to women on social media. And I've had failed relationships in the past. And I don't know why I am this way. And that's the person that can be helped. But a person that blatantly comes out and says, this is not me. I'm not interested in hearing about this. I can't relate to this. And I'm fine the way that I am. Those are the people that I can't help because I want everybody to change and I want everybody to be positive and I want everybody to have great relationships. This will be a better world. But that's not reality.
Maybe you can give us an example of someone that you coached that went through a transformation and you can just sort of tell us a little bit about that.
So there was a man that I knew and he started dating like really young, like 12 years old. And I met him when he was in like early 30s. And he was bouncing back and forth from woman to woman. And he wasn't sure what he wanted to do. He just kept switching. One day he wanted to get married. The next day he didn't want to even go out with anybody. But he was just switching back and forth, like literally to like a different person for like 20 years for a very long time. Like he was going to spend his whole life undecided. I mean, it's like just a waste. So then he got sick and tired of being sick and tired because he didn't want to keep doing this for 20 years. So he was stuck in this circle. Then he liked some women. Then he changed the type of woman that he liked. First, he liked skinny women. Then he liked medium-sized women. Then it was women with blonde hair. And and brown hair. So every way, he kept switching all different ways. And then he calls me, or I actually met him through somebody. And he knew me, but he didn't even know anything about like coaching. He just knew me from somebody, and then we figured he would ask. And so he says, all of these things are happening, and we go on for this conversation, like an hour-long conversation, when he's telling me all these different things that he's been doing for the past 20 years. And he says, I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired. I don't want to do this anymore. I don't want to act this way. I don't want to think this way. I know deep in my heart, I want to find a nice woman, and I know the type of woman that I want. And I want to get married and have a stable relationship with this woman. And he says, why can't I do that? And I said, that's because of all of this junk that you have in your brain of all of this switching back and forth with all these different types of people. And I want somebody one day, the next day, I don't want the person. All of that indecisiveness is creating negativity. So is blocking him from being his true self and him from saying, I really want to meet somebody and I know who the person is. All of that stuff is blocking him finding that person. So now he's got to get rid of all of that. If I have a garden in my backyard and there's all weeds, are my plants going to grow? It's like if it's a vegetable garden, it's going to be difficult for those weeds to grow. So I have to pull out the weeds, then maybe put some weed killer down or something. Then I have to turn the dirt just so my vegetable garden can grow. But I let it get to that point. I had a vegetable garden there. Why would I let it get to that point? So that's what I'm saying. We did work and stuff, and it was a long time, a few years or whatever it was. But he got over it, and he got through that. And as soon as he got through that, he immediately met the woman of his dreams, the woman that he wanted to meet, because it was just going to come. It was just a matter of time. But he needs to get through all those weeds that was in his brain that was blocking him.
So it sounds like you found him the path through the weeds.
I'm just using the weeds as an analogy, because every person is different. So it's really going to come down to, if I'm coaching somebody, whether it's life coach, business coach, I've done it all. And from there, I make a plan about how I can help you. And I give you all of that information. And you don't give me any money. All you would do is just sit on the phone with me and talk, and we would fill out some, like a survey or whatever. And then from there, I give you the plan. And that's up to you whether you want to take action or not. Because I'm just going to say, once you see the plan, you'll know.
Well, it sounds like you've got a very interesting program. Maybe you can tell the people listening to this a little bit about where they can find out more about what you offer, if you're coaching, if you have any products or whatever. I'm sure they're all waiting to find out more about where they can learn about you.
I'm doing executive coaching now. I do all types of coaching. I do life coaching also. But my website is lifeinbloomny.net. And the company is Life in Bloom, because it started off as a life coach company. But then, like I said, after COVID, I switched to executive coaching. So if you go onto that website, lifeinbloomny.net, you're going to see executive coaching on there. You can get in touch with me that way. I have social media. I do any type of coaching. I have my phone number on my website, my email, social media. There's a lot of ways.
Well, that's great. I really appreciate you taking the time with me this evening. And I think for the right people, this is going to be a very enlightening conversation. And hopefully it'll help out some people that maybe didn't expect it from from this direction. So again, I want to thank you for having spent the time with me, and hopefully we'll talk again another time soon.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate it.
Thanks a lot.